Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome. Welcome.
Why pedestrians do sometimes collide. It's the Improbable Research Podcast. I'm Mark Abrams, editor of the magazine Annals of Improbable Research. This is all about research that makes people laugh, then think. If you like what you hear today, consider supporting us at our website, improbable.com. Every year, the new Ig Nobel Prize winners give short, informal lectures. They try to explain what they did and why they did it. The Ig Nobel Prizes, you probably know, honor achievements that, yes, make people laugh, then think. The 2021 Ig Nobel Kinetics Prize was awarded to the Japanese and Italian team that conducted experiments to learn how and why pedestrians do sometimes collide with other pedestrians. Today, here, you'll hear the team members, Hisashi Murakami, Claudio Feliciani, Yuta Nishiyama, and Katsuhiro Nishinari, tell about their pedestrian collision research. In non-pandemic times, the informal lectures happen at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. But in the pandemic year, 2021, the lectures were recorded in hush-hush isolation.
We are super happy to accept the 2021 Ig Nobel Prize for Kinetics. We received the award for our publication, Mutual Anticipation Can Contribute to Self-Organization in Human Quarrels. That paper was published on March 2021, so such a quick awarding made us very surprised. In our study, making a few people in a crowd use a smartphone brought fascinating results. People who use a smartphone while walking are often seen in everyday life. So this award appreciates the value that common things can lead to scientific discovery. We hope that our work makes you laugh and think even in these difficult times. We conducted pedestrian bidirectional flow experiments intervening in their attention by making a few use a smartphone. As the result showed, anticipatory behaviors were disturbed at the individual level, and lane formation was delayed at the collective level. Those suggest anticipating movements one another facilitate organization of human quarrels. Self-organization is an internal process of a group where ordered structures are organized by interacting individuals. The process doesn't need a control by any external agent like a leader. Self-organizing groups are close to us. It's human quarrels. Previous studies on human quarrels suggested that pedestrians' interaction is essentially anticipatory in nature. In other words, pedestrians' motions are influenced by anticipated future positions rather than the current positions of their neighbors. The anticipatory human interactions have been reported in a wide range of real pedestrian situations and seem to be fundamental for collective human behavior. However, what contribution anticipatory interactions make to human crowd was not well understood. In particular, there has been no attempt to experimentally intervene in the ability of pedestrians' anticipation and its relation to collective behavior.
In this study, we show the link between individual anticipation ability and emergent pattern formation by the experiment of lane formation. Lane formation is a striking example of self-organization in human crowds. Let's say you are in a busy crossing. Pedestrians on either side start walking to the other side as the traffic lights turn blue. Then, unidirectional lanes are spontaneously formed in the bidirectional pedestrian flows. This phenomenon is a common experimental framework to investigate self-organization of human crowds and was used in our experiment as well. How can we experimentally manipulate the ability of pedestrians' anticipation during lane formation? We can help with using the mobile phones to distort the anticipatory abilities of pedestrians by visually distracting them. It's well known that mobile phone distraction influences on the behavior of a single pedestrian at a crossing. In particular, the use of mobile phone distracts pedestrian visual attention and makes their visual field narrow toward the traffic environment. Pedestrians' motion is strongly influenced by other incoming pedestrians even when they are well separated. So, the mobile phone task can intervene in pedestrian anticipatory abilities in human crowds. 54 male participants were recruited for this study. This number was decided considering appropriate density in the experimental corridor according to a previous study. They were separated into two groups, 27 each, and placed 3x9 positions at random. On a verbal start signal, they started walking toward the opposite destination with their usual natural speed. Three participants side by side were selected from one of the groups and asked to perform single-digit addition on the phone as fast as possible while walking.
This video shows a typical result. At the group level, presence of the distracted pedestrians at the front of a group slows down the lane formation. At the individual level, not only distracted pedestrians but also the others had trouble avoiding collisions well in advance while navigating. In short, distracting just a few members in a crowd caused self-organization impairments. This study suggests the importance of mutual communication among people. We'd like to tell you 2 points. First, anticipation is mutual. Anticipation has been considered to be crucial for pedestrian interactions. According to our findings, people needed to pay attention to each other for avoiding collision early enough. So the anticipation can be two-way rather than one-way. The other is self-organization of human crowds can be improved when people are mutually anticipating their movements. In our experiments, distracting only a few parts of the group delayed lane formation. The two-way anticipation contributes to a smooth walk in a crowd, but one-way anticipation does not. Our study showed the first experimental evidence of self-organization contributed by mutual anticipation.
Future understanding the mechanics of human crowd may ultimately lead to achieving safer and more efficient flow of people. We consider that mutual anticipation plays a key role in the wide range of self-organizing systems. We expect that present findings will become a stepping stone for building future models of system developments on collective human behavior, biological collectives, and swarm robotics.
By the way, in Japanese dialect, there is a word, ketaina, to describe things that are funny but strange at the same time. We believe that ketaina things stimulate your imagination and bring a Nobel discovery and a new invention. Ig Nobel Prize honors achievements that first make people laugh and then make them think. We would be very happy if our study inspired you to do something new. Anyway,
seno. We are all excited to accept the Ig Nobel Prize.
You've been listening, if you've been listening, to a genuine episode of the Improbable Research Podcast. Today, 2021 Ig Nobel Kinetics Prize winners Hisashi Murakami, Claudio Feliciani, Yuta Nishiyama, and Katsuhiro Nishinari told how and why they studied how and why pedestrians do sometimes collide with other pedestrians. You can see video of this lecture on our website, improbable.com. And one of the other Ig Nobel Prizes in 2021, the Physics Prize, was awarded to a team that studied how and why pedestrians do not constantly collide with other pedestrians. You can hear them about that in a separate episode of the Improbable Research Podcast. I invite you to subscribe to our magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. 6 new issues a year. Get yourself some back issues, too. Also, get lots of details about the Ig Nobel Prizes, upcoming events, what's in the magazine, and about how you can help and be part of it via our Patreon. All of this, and yes, a lot more at our website, improbable.com. It's possible that Seth Glicksman is the improbable production assistant. Next time on this podcast, we will look at something or other, or something or other, or other. Until then.
Goodbye. Goodbye.